Live at Cowboys. Tickets on sale now. Get yours today before they're gone. For tickets and details, go to CowboysNightclub.com or like Cowboys Calgary on Facebook.
Right now, during the Discover Chevrolet event, get the all-new 2015 Equinox, starting from only $22,995. Discover new features like OnStar with 4G LTE Wi-Fi and our integrated My Chevrolet app to start or unlock your vehicle from anywhere in Canada. Plus, receive 2 years of complimentary oil changes. Get more than you imagined for less than you expected. Offer ends June 1st. Visit AlbertaChevrolet.com for details.
Hi, this is Ryan Pinder. Golf season is here. Seriously. Whether you're a hardcore golfer always on the course, an occasional golfer, if you're just learning how to golf, or if you only follow the pros on tour, make sure you listen to Tee Off Tuesdays. As you'd expect, Tuesday mornings at 9:45, I'll talk golf news, gear, golf holidays. We'll tell you about great places to play locally, and of course, what's happening on tour. Great guests, lots of info, and who knows, you might even learn something. Tee Off Tuesdays, brought to you by Speargrass Golf Course, just 30 clicks southeast of Calgary, where every day is a great day. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
The Big Show, brought to you by Comedy Cave. If it's comedy you crave, come to The Cave. Tickets are always $10. Comedy's so good, you'll whip out your funny bone. Go to ComedyCave.com.
Trending right now in Calgary.
The Hawks with their backs against the wall tonight, hosting the Anaheim Ducks, trailing in their best-of-seven Western Conference final. 3-2, need to find a way to beat a very tough Anaheim squad. Rangers found a way to beat a very tough Tampa squad last night. There's a Game 7 in that series coming up in the Eastern Conference final. Word out of San Jose is that Pete DeBoer will be their new head coach. And the world's most popular sport marred in controversy today. FIFA long-held belief that they are a corrupt organization. We may find out. Joint U.S. and Swiss investigations rocking the soccer world today.
Brought to you by Western Direct Insurance. Looking for a better deal on car insurance? At Western Direct Insurance, you could save up to 30%. Get a quick car insurance quote today at westerndirect.ca. Go Western.
You're listening to CFAC 960 AM Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Owned and operated by Rogers Media. Also streaming at sportsnet.ca/960. Calgary, the boys on the Big Show are talking sports right now. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
You can look at past games and big games and big moments, and there's a lot of history here that we've collected over 7 years there, and it's been a lot of positive things. And I think we all came out of last night's game with anger and a real sour taste in our mouth, and sometimes that can be better than history lesson.
There you go, Joel Quenneville, the head coach of the Chicago Blackhawks, came out of that with a sour taste in our mouth. Two Jonathan Toews goals wasted after he scores with the net empty to tie the game, force overtime. It lasts all of 45 seconds, and the Ducks now in command. Where are you at on this one? There's a lot of people coming down today that don't quite necessarily think this is over. There's quite actually, I think, a little bit of a surge of belief that the Hawks are going home and they'll be able to hold serve here.
Well, I don't know if you've heard my movement today, by the way. The thing that I'm trying to push for is that no matter who wins tonight, we have a Game 7. So even if Anaheim wins,
I see.
This has been such great hockey.
Right.
Let's just keep playing.
5-2. They won the series 5-2.
Sure, who cares?
It has been great hockey.
Yeah. Compelling hockey. I think Chicago... I called the Rangers yesterday.
Yes, you did.
I had it right. Although I thought that they would win by one goal and Tampa would win by
you
a
were
bunch.
Only off by four goals, according to the sheet I have here.
But I picked the winner, so I'm giving myself that credit. I really want to go with Chicago tonight based on their pedigree. But just something about this Anaheim team. As you've pointed out, how many times have they lost in a regulation?
Butkus is the former Bears
football player.
Right. Okay.
Butkus. B-U-P-K-E-S.
This is the benefit of having you here. Butkus
means nothing.
Dick Butkus couldn't make a difference tonight. He might be at the game for all we know.
He might be. He's a Chicago legend.
That's right.
Maybe Bill Murray will be there.
We know
Vince
that
Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn will be.
Vince will be. Okay.
CM Punk.
Well, then
CM Punk will be there.
Reason to turn the TV on right there.
That's it.
Who is CM Punk? He said showing his age, exactly.
Oh, well, no, I'm trolling you now. This is live trolling. The kids do it online. Yes, I'm doing it live. I know your love of mixed martial arts.
Oh, he's a, okay.
And he MMA was a former wrestler, now mixed martial artist. Ah,
well, Reese would be giving me the gears over this.
And if he was here in town listening, he'd have a smile and he'd probably get a text thanking me.
He's listening online.
Is he? Well, I'll probably get a text thanking me.
He keeps
because
begging
me. Knows how much he, your youngest son?
Middle. Well, he's the younger of two, yeah.
He's the younger of two sons, middle child. Just that you guys, boy, cats and dogs when it comes to the old mixed martial arts. Anyway, I digress.
That implies that I care.
That
I am very indifferent to MMA
ambivalent?
And UFC.
Are you very ambivalent?
I have no great strong opinions about it. I allow it to continue on, sort of like The View, you know? I know it's on every day on TV.
Right.
I don't watch it. I don't get concerned. I feel the same way about UFC.
I don't believe you. I think you're enlightened. The Ducks are something. I think that we're watching something special with the Ducks. I really do believe that. Yeah. I believe in the history. I believe in the recent history. I believe in the ability of Jonathan Toews to rise above. I could really see the Hawks winning this one. But to me, the Ducks with two strikes to get this, they're not going to use both of them.
Well, my line has been today that, you know, we talk all the time, what's the toughest lead to defend in hockey? 3-0? Is it 2-0? Whatever. The hardest lead in hockey is 3-2 and to get that fourth game.
And oh, yeah.
See it so many times. Yeah. We saw Tampa Bay come a cropper last night. We've seen it in a lot of other places. And I suspect it's going to be the same thing tonight. The good thing for Anaheim is they're on the road. There won't be any sort of playing to the crowd. It'll just be what we need to do to win, et cetera. I think that plays to their advantage.
But don't you think the crowd,
I don't think Frederick Anderson will be as poor in the last minute as he was.
Well, the two things you just said. One, I don't think the crowd has been an issue for the Ducks since game three of the Winnipeg series. That was a pretty jacked up crowd. Yeah. They didn't look affected or rattled at all here in Calgary. Yeah, it's the madhouse on Madison, but they're battle tested that way. Your point about Freddie Anderson, I go back to what you said a couple of days ago. Take a look at the sample size. Yeah, maybe a lot of people were expecting Freddie Anderson. I don't know him. I don't trust him, and all he's done is won. He's had his bad game. The rest of the sample size, Bruce, he's pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah. Yeah.
Right?
And the team in front of him is not bad either.
Yeah.
As Josh pointed out, at some point you have to think logically that in terms of depth, that somehow that Anaheim's depth, especially on defense, has got to come through here.
Mm-hmm.
That they've been actually skating more than four defensemen. At some point, the freshness of the Chicago Blackhawks defensemen has got to become an issue.
To me, all you need to know is James Wisniewski has yet to play. Is that correct? James Wisniewski.
Yes,
has yet,
as far as I know.
Right. And if the Calgary Flames had gone out, here's a funny one, both James Wisniewski and Corbinian Holzer, of course, one of the Maple Leaf greats, soon to go up on their Wall of Fame, I'm sure.
He's down there at the Marlies, eh? He should be up here with the big team. Why isn't that Holzer? Oh, wait, he's European. He wouldn't say that.
Both of these guys, both Holzer and Wisniewski, would have played a ton for the Calgary Flames.
Yes.
Would have. Wisniewski might have usurped. Wisniewski might have played with Brody.
Unsurped or usurped?
Usurped.
Yes.
Unsurped is what I have yet to do with my soup.
I think
that's why I like having you here. I can't get away with these shortcuts anymore.
If the Flames had gotten into the third round, I think Dana Murzyn would have been skating shifts. Wow. Honestly.
No, but
because they couldn't lose. Everybody who put the uniform on looked great.
But the former Hawk Wisniewski would be playing right now for Chicago.
Yep.
He'd be playing ahead of Comiskey. Right?
And he's doing crickets.
And he hasn't. And that, to me, it comes back to that.
One-arm push-ups in the press box waiting for his chance.
You played Brian Burke from this morning?
Yes, we did. Well, part of it.
Boy, that's, if you're a Flames fan, and if you're one of those wrap yourselves in the flag and, you know, or you're a guy that thought, well, they were close. Boy, there was some stiff medicine there from old Berkey about what his team's chances were this year, right?
Yeah. Well,
but he was realistic. I mean, he was blunt. He's Burke, right? But he was blunt.
Well, would you do the same in that position?
Well, I think in the same position.
You don't have to sell season tickets here.
So no.
What you have to do is sell medicine to these people, get, you know, a tranquilizer so that they won't get too.
Well, okay, but look.
I like this thing about math, too, by the way. I'm going to do the math slow here just in case you're from Edmonton. He says.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, let's just go back and revisit this because I do want to pick up on this one point.
Yes, sir.
And then we'll come back to the playoffs. But here it is. Here's Brian Burke this morning. He was talking about the raised expectations. If you are one of these people that wraps yourself in the flag and never wants to hear criticism or never wants to, you know, everything's good. You're constantly pumping the tires. You know, the referees are out to get us.
Like you.
That's me. Yeah. Right. This is
big homer.
Exactly. A little bit of tough medicine here in the middle.
I think the bar has been raised. The players raised the bar themselves, and our fans' expectations and our players' expectations are higher as a result. It doesn't change the fact that we're not one or two players away from playing in that game you're going to watch tonight on TV.
Yeah.
We're not one piece away from being a finalist or a conference finalist. We're several pieces away. We're still in an asset acquisition phase where we've got to add assets. We've got to get bigger. That was apparent in the Anaheim series. I said it when I got here 2 years ago. Tree said it when he got here last summer. We have to get bigger. It was very, very apparent. I thought at times in the Vancouver series, but in the Anaheim series, we looked small. We were small. We've got to get bigger, too. Our foot speed wasn't good enough in that series. So, and our special teams weren't good enough, and our faceoffs weren't good enough. So we've still got to put some pieces in place, but that doesn't change what we told the players is, you raise the bar, and we're not backing away from that. You know, you can't say, well, I'm one of the, you know, 16 teams start the playoffs. Only 8 play in the second round. Like, the math is daunting in the NHL playoffs. So your 16 teams get in. After the first round, if you add the 8 that are eliminated to the 14 that miss it, and I'll do this slowly for the Edmonton fans that are listening.
That's right.
There's 22 teams watching after the first round. So you get to that second round, that's pretty elite company already. Yeah. Now that we've gotten that far, we say, okay, we're capable of doing that. We proved that. This year, to make the playoffs, we benefited by the fact that a couple teams had real bad stretches or bad seasons. Colorado starting goalie gets hurt. They struggled. They weren't as good as we thought they'd be. Dallas didn't get any goaltending in the fall. They struggled. Had a great second half. Those teams are going to be there next year. So just getting into the playoffs is going to be difficult, let alone winning a round. But that's got to be our expectation going in, is that we got to build on this year.
That's pretty stiff medicine.
He's tempering enthusiasm.
Yeah, I
guess. Don't you remember be like?
Early? I guess so, but I I've been around long enough that normally the modus operandi is, yeah, we got to be better next year. But boy, you know, the heart and soul guys, and we were one goal away. We
but
were
don't
one
you remember?
Goal. I mean, Daryl didn't, and I don't want to blame, but Daryl Sutter was pretty quick in the Anaheim series in 05-06.
Yes,
not Daryl Sutter so much, but. There was a lot of, boy, if Huselius just buried that one in the breakaway in the third period in game number 6, we win that series and away
Christian
we go.
Christian Huselius.
Right. You know, or whatever. Yeah. There's a lot of the what-ifs, what-ifs, what-ifs. There was no what-ifs with Berkey there. And he's absolutely right. I mean, James, just we were making light of the fact that James Wisniewski, if the Flames had acquired him and he would have played. I'm not saying that puts him over the top, Bruce. As you heard right there from Mr. Burke, they weren't one or two players away.
But don't you remember, it would be like the first week of December and your mother would come to you and say, you know, it's this Christmas, it's not going to be a big Christmas this year. You know, things are a little tight. So, you know, if
my
you're expecting
mother,
the big
come on,
thing under
you haven't
the tree,
said that to your kids?
Well, of course you do.
I have.
Of course you do.
So you don't
do.
Need to use that. Just tell me out the line that I trot out to my kids now. Sorry, Christmas. No. You guys will share a Barbie.
That's what that's what Berkey just said. All you Flames fans,
you're going to share
a Barbie.
Barbie
this year.
Yeah.
Okay? Because then anything that happens is better than what you predict. So he's tempering the enthusiasm because he knows people here were bouncing off the walls and off the roof. And he also remembers what happened in Edmonton in 06, where they thought that they were just about to be the world champions of the world again, and they signed guys to contracts, and then they haven't been the same since.
Yeah.
So he's trying to temper enthusiasm. He's trying to keep people sober, sane, et cetera.
But I,
which is a wise thing
I liked
to do.
It. I mean, I, you know, I'm not, I'd love to, I'm jealous of Boomer. I mean, I'd love to get Berkey in here because I'd love to pick his brain about the size. That's the one thing. And there have been times, and I know Berkey, Brian Burke, I don't, you know, I know him by name. I guess I shouldn't go around calling him by his
old
nickname.
Berkey.
I know talking
to later.
I know Brian, I know he brings up the size and everybody brings up the size, and that one drives me nuts because nobody ever says, well, look at Chicago. Let's build a team like Chicago, right? That's harder to do. It's easy to say, we got to get bigger.
Right.
And I don't.
Detroit was never a big team.
Right. But do you believe.
Four cups in 10 years?
Yeah. But Brian said this last year, and I want to run it by you and see if you agree with this. Because this I absolutely wholeheartedly agree.
Right.
He talks about size. He says there's four rounds to win a Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. One round, you're going to have to play a big team. You're going to have to be big. One round, you're going to have good special teams because you're going to go up against a good team with special teams. One round, you're going to have to beat a team with speed. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a quick team. And then one round's a hybrid, a mix of all that. That I get. That I buy into. Size for the sake of size. And it was interesting in this conversation with Boomer today, they really got into the foot speed. That, yeah, size is one thing, but foot speed's another thing, Bruce.
Well, you can't have speed anywhere but your feet. I hate the words.
I'm sorry, the part of the game which you do not like,
speed.
You can certainly have fast hands, right?
No, but you don't run on your hands. Your hands are quick. They're not fast. Anyhow, sorry. Just one of those ones that gets me. Foot speed is a total non sequitur. Size without speed in this day and age, though, is useless. And that's what Anaheim is proving. They have size, but their guys can move.
Right.
And so the idea of bringing in a bunch of Buffaloes just to clog things up who can't skate, obviously, is not the way to go.
Right. And I like the fact that we're starting to put a fine point on this, because I think for a while there it was big. Got to get big. He's big. Get him. Yeah. He's big. No. Big and mobile. Big and mobile. And you know what? Big and skilled. Ryan Getzlaff is a big player, mobile player,
yep,
and a skilled player.
Has hands.
17 assists.
And nasty.
17 assists, Bruce.
Yeah.
He's played, what, 14 games? He has 17 assists. He's set a new...
Is that good?
It's not bad.
Oh, okay.
New Anaheim Ducks
playoff... I'm new to
playoff,
this game.
You are?
I'm new to this game.
Son, I'll take you along and I'll show you what you need to know.
Sepp Blatter and I, we've just watched soccer all our lives.
There we go. Waiting for that to get dropped in our laps. Quickly before we get into the news of the day.
So did I pick? Does that mean I'm picking Anaheim? I guess it means
you're picking Anaheim to win the series. I think.
Yeah, which one way the winning tonight would essentially win the series.
No, but you declared your desire to have seven games of this.
Yeah, well, I want to see.
So Chicago wins again in quadruple overtime, just because we haven't gone there yet, right? Quadruple over. They'll score five goals in the final 3 minutes, tie it. Then win it in quadruple overtime.
Then we should have the 10-minute, what do they call it?
The mini game. Then we'll play the NHL mini game.
But only guys under 6 feet can play in the mini game.
Okay, one, I want to go back and I want to reassert my position from yesterday that the New York-Tampa series has elements.
You liked Tampa Bay last night.
I did.
Yeah.
And they got their handed to them.
Only in the third period.
And very much like I talked
first two periods, they were good.
But this was the analogy I used yesterday. This series is like, not size, but just in the dramatics of it, very much a heavyweight fight. They're throwing bombs out there.
You said the Rangers one was the heavyweight fight.
That's
right. I said this one is the heavyweight
fight. And that's the one we're talking about, the Rangers and the Lightning. That's the heavyweight. No. Listen to what you said. You said yesterday, and we agreed,
Anaheim's the heavyweight fight.
No.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't.
We all mixed
agreed. This is middleweights. It's more technical. It's closer to the vest.
Okay.
It's very much, you know, clinching. Methodical.
In
clinching.
The clinches, yeah.
And
the ropes?
Technical. You know, bob and weave. And whereas the Rangers
remember
and the
them?
Lightning just keep bob and weave.
Bob and weave, remember them?
that was just a big knockout punch in the third period last night.
Yeah,
it wasn't pretty. It
happened fast.
It happened fast. Lights were out. Yeah. Good night, Irene. Yeah.
But that spoke to the PJ Stock thing that he talked about earlier in the week, where he said, listen, when you get in the middle of these series and it's not an elimination game and it's running against you, there's going to be games where you're just going to sort of say, you know what, let's get to the end of this one and move on to the next game. And I think that's what we saw last night.
Yeah. We'll talk about it a little later on. I like the Rangers. Statistically, I like the Rangers coming back home in game seven. Yeah. They've proven that they know how to win those games. But both of these teams have been battle-tested in that position in this postseason.
Yeah.
So John Cooper's team will rally.
As I said yesterday, I just don't think there's any. Once the game starts, I don't think momentum means bupkis. I don't think it means.
Or bupkis.
It means squiddly dot. It means nothing. Because at that point, you just have to play the game. In a regular season, yeah, absolutely. You spend the first period thinking about why didn't we get those 2 points and so had screwed up, and you're looking down the bench at the guy who didn't do the job. Tonight, Friday night, none of that.
We want to move and slide over because this is it's a very incredible story. I've never uttered these words before. Thank God you're here. I have never, not once in our long tenure, but this to me is incredible luck because with what is going on in soccer, and I want to point this out, ladies and gentlemen. Right. What's going on today is not an indictment of the game of soccer. This is an indictment of the governing body. I'm not interested in taking shots at soccer. I think.
Oh, let's.
Well, we can't.
They're so sensitive.
But
soccer people.
I think in part of the conversation we have to have later on is, okay, what does this mean to other groups? Because one of the beliefs I've had, and I think it's just a popular belief, it's corrupt. Soccer's corrupt. But I also believe the IOC's corrupt.
The business of soccer is corrupt.
The business of soccer is corrupt. The business of the Olympics is corrupt.
Some games are fixed, too, but by and large, I think those games are on the up and up.
Today is a huge story, Bruce.
Yep.
This is the biggest sport in the world. This is the biggest governing body in the world. This did not happen by accident.
Yep.
This isn't, and I think, and this is where you come in, of the two people in this room, one of us has been down this garden path before. Not necessarily to this size.
I've been bribed?
No, but the Allen Eagleson situation, which you were front and center in, been down. Look,
that was a RICO case.
Right.
Racketeering case.
Exactly. Yep. And it's also a case, Bruce, where, you know, I was in the newsroom getting ready and there's a bunch of the newsies. And I bet there's a lot of people listening going, well, why do I care about this? Hmm. When you were part of the investigation in Allen Eagleson and seeing things get to the light of day, there were not millions of hockey fans clamoring for it.
No.
But the ramifications.
People weren't happy that we were doing that story.
Right.
They wanted their impression.
Right.
They wanted their thing about him to be true.
But years after the fact, you can look back and you can say that it was important and it had a very large impact on the game and the sport, right?
I like to think that what we exposed, lancing the boil, as it were, that it was healthy for hockey. It brought Bob Goodnow in. It made the NHLPA into a real organization that bargained on behalf of the players. The dignity and the trust of players had been abused for 75 years.
Yep.
And Allen Eagleson for 25 years allowed that to happen. And hopefully it's better today. Now, some people could say, oh, yeah, well, you're the guy that now they make $8 million a year. It's not the same. It's all corrupt. I don't want to hear that stuff. These are guys who are business people with families, and they deserve to make what the market would bear, and they're closer to that today than they were then.
But safe to say Eagleson was making decisions that benefited him.
Yeah, he was taking advantage.
And his associates, right?
He was, and as we're talking, going to talk about in this story, he was a guy in a suit who figured out where the money, you know, where the money bag was left overnight so that he could dip into it and find a little bit for himself.
Right.
And he did that over years and did more and more of it over the time. Took guys' disability insurance, other things. Hockey Canada, he would take advertising that came into Hockey Canada and would take it for himself, the benefits of it, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So a lot of things that the players worked hard for, they were competing for Canada. And it ended up in Al's pockets. And that's what gets you about this particular thing is.
Yeah.
And there's a context to it, Rob. We're so lucky we live in Canada and in North America. We don't have a class society. We've been brought up in a classless society. And by that, I mean, you know, we don't have Lord Fauntleroy.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
To the et cetera.
Yeah.
And you have to live and travel in Europe to understand. The first time I really remember it having an impact on me, I was at the Atlanta Olympics covering the IOC meeting. And, like, there's Princess Anne, and there's there's Samaranch, who was the head of the IOC at the time. There's all these kind of guys who the school tie, the upper class thing, that's how they got ahead. And these are the people who've been running these things in Europe. This is what we're seeing as a reflection of a different way of looking at business,
right?
That it's about bribery, that it's about friends, it's about favors. It's not about people who get there based on merit. And that's what sickens me about these kind of things. Again, allegedly, these things haven't been proven in court.
Well, some have. And that's what we'll get into with our
guests. Well, the ones that we're talking about last night.
Part of the announcement today from the DA in New York was that they also released guilty pleas from four individuals and two corporate defendants. They already have
these are
those.
The guys who've rolled over.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
So, but what I'm talking about is
okay.
And so again, it's why it's lucky we live in a meritocracy where, for the most part, there are exceptions, but for the most part, people who work hard and are smart and creative get ahead.
When we come back, David Goldstein, Sportsnet legal analyst, a lawyer from Castles & Brock, is going to join us. We'll get him to break down what has transpired in the last, 20 hours, 24 hours in Switzerland, and how the United States and the Swiss governments are cooperating.
I can talk to you about extradition, too, because,
yeah.
again, in the Eagleson case, that was a huge thing. The idea that you've indicted these guys, but the idea that you're going to get them back,
yeah.
that's a long road, too.
We want to, and we definitely want to talk to David about that. We'll take a break. Reminder, tomorrow, Bruce and I are going to be live from Advantage Ford, part of our sports or kids sport equipment drive with the Wood Auto Group. Very excited to go to Advantage Ford. You can bring in your new or gently used athletic equipment for kids sport, and all of that will be taken over to the Combrie Sports Equipment Bank. All donations help kids play recreational sports safely. So looking forward to that. We'll be live from noon to 6 tomorrow at Advantage Board. When we come back, our Sportsnet legal analyst, David Goldstein, next. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Home for Boomer and Warner in the morning. Jim Rome, Hockey Central, The Big Show, and tons of play-by-play. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Check out the Fan Club for your chance to win awesome prizes, like passes to the advanced screening of Insidious 3. Win now at sportsnet.ca/960. Want to know how you can score more great stuff from Sportsnet 960? Sign up to become a Fan Club member now. You could win tickets to the biggest games, hottest concerts, and other terrific prizes. Head to sportsnet.ca/960.
At Lexus of Calgary, we aim to remove all inconvenience associated with purchasing and owning a vehicle. Book a test drive online and let us handle the rest. We can bring the vehicle to your home or office for your very own personalized vehicle demonstration. You deserve Lexus of Calgary VIP service.
At Lexus of Calgary, it's about more than just the vehicle. It's about the experience. Lease the 2015 GS350 F-Sport for $699 a month with $9,130 down. Visit LexusofCalgary.com for details.
Welcome to the charming small town of Wayward Pines.
This is no ordinary town.
Where the locals are friendly.
You like rum raisins?
And the children play safely. Strangers greeted with a smile.
You could be happy here, Ethan.
They'll want to stay a while.
Enjoy your life in Wayward Pines.
It's almost hard to believe why anyone would want to leave.
How do I get out of here?
You don't.
Wayward Pines, 10 Thursday on City.
Over the years, Mugshot Sports Bar and Grill has noticed many different types of customers. There's the sweet and sour saucy devourer, wearing the love of wings all over their face, or the salt and pepper nibbler, savoring each grain of flavor one teensy bite at a time. Or the team of heat seekers, sweating out the tolerance title. Or the guy who comes in for all the other delicious items like appetizers, sandwiches, burgers, and more. Everyone loves the original award-winning gourmet wings at Mugshot Sports Bar and Grill, corner of Blackfoot Trail and Ogden Road.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan wants to know, is your team in? Because Hockey Night in Canada's Play On is back. It's epic 4-on-4 road hockey, and anyone of any age can participate. So if you haven't yet played in the world's largest hockey festival, what are you waiting for? Hockey Night in Canada's Play On, brought to you by Cross Iron Mills, visits Calgary June 13th and 14th. Hop on over to sportsnet.ca/960 for the details, and register your team now at playon.ca. Check out the UPS Corporate Division where proceeds help more kids play. Play On. Register today to play.
What's winning like?
Going, going, go!
Easy daily banking with great customer service and mobile access 24/7.
Takes first!
Low interest rates on loans and mortgages. And experienced wealth management and business banking advisors. Yeah, winning sure sounds good.
When you bank with Mountain View Credit Union, you're an owner too, and owners win.
Yeah!
Join today and get perks like profit sharing, low rates, and great customer service from owners just like you. Visit your local Mountain View Credit Union or mvcu.ca today.
What are Calgarians saying about Hope Street Property Management?
We recently just moved into our forever home, but decided to keep our previous place as a rental for extra income. My husband and I don't know the first thing about this stuff. Then we heard about Hope Street Property Management. They're great. They take care of everything, and we get to focus on building our family.
Visit hopestreet.ca for more information on renting your home.
Hopestreet.ca.
Calgary Roughnecks lacrosse experience is one you don't want to miss. And you can join the party by purchasing your 2016 season tickets for as low as $268.
Get 9 weekend home games.
Plus, receive exclusive access to team events.
Student and child prices are also available.
Visit CalgaryRoughnecks.com for more information on how you can see hard-hitting, fast-paced lacrosse action at a great price.
Calgary Roughnecks.
Come for the party and stay for the game.
Sportsnet 960, The Fan, and Marlin Travel have something coming up that is really, really big. Boom.
Homer and Rhett Warner will be off to Mexico this fall to broadcast live from the beach.
The boys want you to come along.
November 20th to 27th at the Royal Decameron Complex. 5 pools, 8 restaurants, 8 bars, and a fitness center. Can you guess which one Boomer and Rhett won't go to? Call Marlin Travel right now and tell him you are in. The beach in Mexico. Flames hockey on the big screen. Boomer and Warner as your hosts. Marlin Travel is on the corner of 5th and 5th downtown. Beyond destinations. Check them out on the web at marlintravel.ca/1479. Boomer and Warner. Hockey in Mexico with Marlin Travel and Sportsnet 960. The Fan. Trending right now in Calgary.
The Hawks with their backs against the wall tonight, hosting the Anaheim Ducks, trailing in their best of seven Western Conference final. 3-2, need to find a way to beat a very tough Anaheim squad. Rangers found a way to beat a very tough Tampa squad last night. There's a game 7 in that series coming up in the Eastern Conference final. Word out of San Jose is that Pete DeBoer will be their new head coach. And the world's most popular sport marred in controversy today. FIFA long-held belief that they are a corrupt organization. We may find out. Joint U.S. and Swiss investigations rocking the soccer world today.
Brought to you by Chicken on the Way. What do you call haunted chicken? Poultrygeist. Chicken on the Way. 6 locations, including Forest Lawn, 3235 17th Avenue Southeast.
Calgary, the boys on the big show are talking sports right now. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
How many eyeballs are you going to get? You know, if the eyeballs are still going to be there for the tournament and if people can still suspend disbelief and, you know, watch the players, the sponsors will, you know, it's a money decision, right? They'll still be there, I think. I don't see, you know, it's funny, like the sport actually could come out of this quite unscathed and FIFA could take a pounding. You know, they're two different things.
Stephen Brunt on our sister station, The Fan 590 in Toronto earlier today. I don't think there's a bigger story in sports going right now, and there might not have been a bigger story or has been a bigger story in a long time than what is transpiring both in Switzerland and in the United States in New York when it comes to FIFA. To help us to kind of make sense of the last 24 hours or so, we go down the Loop City Mobile One Sportsnet hotline. Loop City Express Oil Change featuring Mobile One Warranty approved a change for the better. Very pleased that David Goldstein from Castles & Brock, Sportsnet legal analyst, can join us. David, here's what we know. We know that the Americans are very interested in the sports marketing companies and the kickbacks that have been there. The Swiss are now investigating the awarding of Qatar and the 2022 Russian World Cup. Let me ask you that. What's not involved here? What isn't on the table? Because I think there's a lot that's circulating right now.
Well, anything outside of soccer, but if it touches the world of soccer, it's either been implicated or affected by what's gone on today. I think you're absolutely right. I don't think there's a bigger story in sports right now. And frankly, I don't think this is just a big sports scandal. When you take a multi-billion dollar industry and the U.S. federal government views it as a criminal enterprise, it's a massive international story. It doesn't need to be limited to sports.
But no Sepp Blatter, right? Which I think is kind of important in this. The guy at the top, the guy that has, you know, taken the brunt of a lot of criticism over the years and is actually up for re-election on Friday, he's not involved in either side, is he?
He's not been implicated at all, and it's an important distinction. But as far as who's affected, already in the hours, and it really only has been hours since this all came to light, already that scheduled presidential election on Friday, predictably there's some pushback to postpone that. So UEFA, which is the largest of the regional federations in soccer under FIFA, so it's the European arm of FIFA, they're pushing for a 6-month extension on that election because, as you can imagine, this is a massive story. And while he hasn't been implicated, there will be questions as to how the allegations could have taken place under his watch, as any leader would be.
David, let me ask you this. Could you maybe give our audience in layman's terms kind of the scope? They didn't decide yesterday, hey, let's go to Switzerland and arrest people. The announcement that was made by the district attorney in New York today with the indictments, and already they are opened up some guilty pleas in there. The Swiss, on their part, are now looking at the awarding of the World Cups, which FIFA has put out a release I thought was interesting. Sepp Blatter saying this afternoon that they actually went to the Swiss authorities. How much work has gone in to get us to this point behind the scenes?
years. You know, you mentioned it in the preamble that FIFA is an organization that's been rumored to be subject to bribes and corruption for decades, and the investigation goes back decades. But it's been years of investigation, and the big break a couple of years ago, they actually got a former FIFA executive who they were investigating to cooperate secretly. So Chuck Blazer pled guilty in 2013, but that was obviously confidential. And as part of that guilty plea, agreed to cooperate against some of these other people that are now being indicted. So it goes years back. And what's also interesting is that it will continue going forward. So one of the statements today by a U.S. attorney was that this is the beginning of the effort, not the end. So this is the first step, but documents have been seized, computers have been seized. The investigation will continue, and now it goes into investigating 2018 and 2022 as well, the World Cups.
David Goldstein from Castles and Brock, sports lawyer, is our guest. He's our Sportsnet legal analyst. Bruce?
David, the RICO word has been brought up, talking about racketeering, et cetera. Can you explain what that means and how it applies in this case?
Well, I think that's what makes this such a bigger-than-sports story to me, is that RICO is a racketeering statute legislation in the U.S., and it's basically meant as a way for the U.S. to protect lawful organizations that are overtaken by criminal enterprises. So the idea that a criminal organization would step into what is otherwise a proper and lawful organization and use it for criminal purposes. So in this case, FIFA has very noble goals of running soccer internationally, and it's not just the World Cup, it's the soccer governing body for the world. So it goes much, much beyond that. But by accepting bribes, which the U.S. is alleging various FIFA execs have done, they've abused that power and transformed from a proper organization to one that is actually run for criminal purposes. And those allegations are basically, in very simple terms, the value in so many of these soccer tournaments, World Cup or regional in North America, Central America, what have you, is in the sponsorship of those. So the sponsorship and then the broadcasting rights. So all of those have tremendous value to different levels of businesses. And the allegations are that FIFA executives were actually taking bribes in exchange for exclusivity, either exclusivity of sponsorship agreements themselves or exclusivity in being the sponsorship company that solicits those sponsorships. So basically, there's a ton of money here. It's an organization that has proper values at its core, but over the last 20 plus years, the U.S. federal government is saying has been taken over by people who used it for criminal purposes for personal gain.
And this case, the way it's being pursued by the U.S. Justice Department is very typical of what they do these days, which is to say they get people basically in a room and say, okay, you can take the fall for this or you can give us evidence, et cetera. We've seen, you know, a bunch of high-profile cases. The Conrad Black case was this way. They got subordinates of blacks to roll over on him so he would be the guy in the crosshairs. I'm thinking that when I look at this case, that's what's got to worry FIFA, is that they've got some of the guys who used to be in the middle of all of this who in fact, you know, have the evidence, and they know that they have the evidence. That's what's got to be scaring the FIFA people.
Yeah, and the case, the investigation really turned on getting one cooperative witness, Chuck Blazer, a couple of years ago. If, as is reported, they've already got multiple guilty pleas and they're presumably negotiating for lower sentences, you know, the concern is if you're FIFA, or the hope if you're looking for a real proper cleanup of the entire organization is that more will come to light from this, or if more took place, that it'll come to light and this will really be shining a light on everything that has happened, because it is an organization that has been rumored for decades, and the feeling was, you know, you just can't get to them. Or you haven't been able to get to them for whatever reason. Well, that's very much a different story today.
With David Goldstein from Castles Brock, Sportsnet legal analyst, part of the release from the Department of Justice, as I went through it, and you just touched on the sports marketing component that's involved here. We're talking about the people that distribute the TV rights and the game and the marketing rights and everything. How far down the chain you know, how culpable are you down the chain? I mean, are we talking about potentially North American TV companies or cable companies being involved somehow legally or otherwise?
Well, there hasn't been any allegation of that yet, and it should be noted that we are extremely early in the process of,
right.
of all these facts coming to light. But there has already been some change. The North American Soccer League, and I just saw this a couple of minutes ago on Twitter, but one of their senior executives has taken a leave. And I'm not clear at all on the circumstances around it, nor do I think they've come out yet. But the idea is it could stretch extremely far. It could be that they got just about everybody already. We don't know, and anything else is speculation. The only reason, you talk about how much further it will go is that the government was very, very clear that this is the start, not the end of the process. So the investigation is not over. What it will turn up, it remains to be seen.
David, first of all, how does this affect, if at all, the women's tournament, which is about to begin here in Canada in short days? And how does it affect the potential for Russia and Qatar as sites for the World Cup?
I think the only real difference for the Women's World Cup event would be potentially who goes as far as FIFA executives, because extradition is the concern, and you know, being in Canada and the countries being as cooperative as they are, extradition requests by the U.S. are almost always granted in Canada. So there might be European FIFA executives who are being advised by their council not to make the trip that they otherwise would have. As far as the operation of the event itself, I don't think it'll have any impact at all, nor do I think it should. This is very much an executive level scandal. This has nothing to do with the playing field. This isn't Deflategate. This has nothing to do with the level playing field itself, and I hope that the event will go on successfully, because I know how much work has gone into it, and from the athlete level and the organizer level.
What about Russia and Qatar, though?
I think that's a very interesting question, because no World Cup bid has ever been revoked, and they're already each millions and millions of dollars into preparation. So they will resist strongly any sense of taking those games. On the other hand, everyone who bid for those World Cups and lost will want their second kick at the can if it can be showed that they were improper bidding process. And those were scandalous from day one. Those aren't hindsight. I mean, when these two announcements came out on the same day for 2018 and 2022, the obvious questions were, you know, for Qatar particularly, it's so hot there. How do you have a summer event? And they've since shifted that to winter. And then there's all the scandals surrounding the speed with which they've had to create all these venues, and the tragedy surrounding it. And the last number I saw was up to 5,000 deaths as a result of rapid construction and very, very poor employees kind of brought in from around the world to do this work. So there's a ton of controversy around those games, the 2022 games in particular. Again, a World Cup has never been taken from a host city, but we've never seen circumstances anything like this either.
David, this might come right out of, you know, Law 101, and I apologize if it seems like a very basic question, but can you maybe explain the role of, you know, what we perceive? The media reports on a lot of things. We were just talking off the air that Jeremy Schapp and ESPN just did a one-hour, investigative report on FIFA and Blatter this past weekend. There have been all kinds of reports. The German reporters in Qatar that weren't allowed to leave the country. There's a lot that's out there. There's a lot that is speculated and talked about, but never really proven in a court of law. How much does that, you know, cloud or confuse or come into this conversation?
Well, I think the media's role can't be discounted. The federal government is still, you know, politically inclined. So if the sense was no one's bothered and this isn't a concern, it could theoretically change the sort of appetite to pursue this, because there are those who will find this an unpopular strategy. This is the U.S. going after international white-collar criminals, and they're be some controversy around it. You know, one of the things that some have said is that the U.S. was the only country that could have gone after FIFA because soccer is so popular and beloved in every other country that it would be politically unpopular to actually go after soccer, even though it's alleged that it's such a corrupt sport and so corrupt at the executive level. So there's some sense that it was only the U.S. that could point to the corruption objectively and that the media would go after it as hard as it did, because in every other country, it's just kind of the media loves soccer as much as the fans do. So there's always something to, you know, so many of these sports scandals, the media were one step ahead of the law. But, you know, Biogenesis was the same way.
Sure.
It was big media reports that then drove, in some sense, the law enforcement pursuit of it as well. So there's something to it, and I think the U.S. not being a soccer fanatic country had the sort of luxury of viewing it objectively and going after it without really a conflict of interest the way you might if you are beloved fans of whatever team in your country.
And we were just talking before you came on about the Allan Eagleson situation years ago, and I did a lot of reporting on that. And that was, in fact, one of the things that made that go was that people in Canada had wanted nothing to do, law enforcement wanted nothing to do with going after Eagleson in Canada. But in the United States, there was no downside to doing it. Hockey wasn't a big deal. Politically, he wasn't connected there. They were able to go after him in a way that could never have happened in Canada.
Exactly. That's a luxury of not being, it not being your number one sport, that maybe you get to view it a bit differently than some other countries might.
David Goldstein from Castles Brock, our Sportsnet legal analyst, joining us. We're talking about the FIFA issue, and I have a couple more procedural ones for you. I mentioned just when you came on that both FIFA and now in the last hour, so Sepp Blatter have released statements and both said that they want to help root this out. I mentioned before that Mr. Blatter pointed out that they submitted a dossier to the Swiss authorities late last year to the Office of the Attorney General to try and get some help. I'm assuming this is, you know, not goodwill, and this isn't, oh, by the way, I got to say something. He's following legal counsel here, right? There's a way to go about defending yourself?
Yeah, I would absolutely expect that it's following legal counsel. And FIFA did have its own investigation about the 2018 and 2022 World Cups as well. So they are taking steps, and that was an investigation that they had done by a U.S. attorney or a former U.S. attorney, but even that was embroiled in its own controversy. So they had I think it took 2 years to do this investigation, and when it came time to release the report, they chose not to. And they instead had a FIFA executive present to the media his summary of the report.
Mm-hmm.
And the U.S. attorney that actually prepared the report went on to criticize that summary. So, and said that it was materially misleading and incomplete. So even their attempts at investigating themselves have led to more controversy and more issues. So there is cooperation, and there's definitely legal counsel and needing to cooperate, but they just, on this one, seem to need to be pushed along a little bit.
Couple more for me. One, you have a number of people taken into custody last night in Switzerland, and there is an extradition treaty. Having said that, these are very well-heeled gentlemen. I mean, is that part of this? Is, you know, as everybody said today, this is just the beginning. Can that process bog down?
Oh, absolutely. Extradition is very complicated. The people that they've gone after, by definition of what they're going after them for, are well off. So if they want to have legal maneuverings and try to avoid this, it can take a while, and it's been known to take years and even many years to actually get the process played through. And the whole time, there's both adversarial legal machinations and also negotiations for plea deals and guilty pleas and all that. So this is going to take quite a while. The U.S. will need to show the connection to the U.S. in each case and whether that's, you know, banking institutions that were used for wire transfers, whether it's ISP providers and internet use that's based in the U.S. or whatever it might be. There's a lot to go before these people are actually in a court in the U.S.
All right. Now, here's the... I almost feel a little sheepish asking this, but because RICO is involved, there it's a RICO case, there's that kind of Hollywood mob mentality that you watch any mob movie when the heat comes down on one of the capos that everybody behind the scenes starts reorganizing. Is there a sense that because this is FIFA, other organizations that we kind of take a open-minded view, say the IOC or
not the IOC,
NCAA, do other groups start paying attention to this and do an in-house inventory and go to, you know, are we all above board? Does this send reverberations through around the world to other sports groups?
You know, you hope it didn't need this to create that, but if I'm a senior executive and I'm not directly involved in overseeing things underneath me, I'm asking a few more questions. But it should be very clear that this is a FIFA scandal. That the connections, just because there have been allegations or rumors of FIFA corruption, and now at least from the U.S. federal government's perspective, those appear to be true, doesn't mean that every other rumor of allegation of corruption in the IOC or any other organization is true also. So it shouldn't be by any means a guilt by association. But yes, I think every organization is going to look at itself and realize that being in sports is not immunity from judicial scrutiny and governmental oversight. And also it's just yet another reminder of we love sports, you know, we've loved sports since we were kids, but these are multi-billion-dollar industries. And it goes back to the thing I said right at the beginning, that this is not a sports scandal. This is an international business scandal.
So why should...
And they have very powerful friends.
Yeah.
And you talked about the NCAA. It's why no one gets anywhere, because David's point is well taken, that there's no appetite in the United States for a real evisceration of the NCAA. There's just too many powerful people, politically and otherwise, who don't want to happen.
Yeah, fair enough. But let me ask you this, the final question. I keep saying the final question. This one's the final question, Dave. Why,
for today,
somebody driving around today, and I heard this a couple of times. As a fan, why do I care about this? To me, it's a huge story, but why does the fan who's listening in the car or driving around Calgary or listening online right now, why should they care about FIFA being taken to task legally?
I think the big effect is FIFA makes decisions that trickle down. And it's not just where is the World Cup, although I think as a fan that is a big deal. The World Cup is going to be in the winter because they picked
a desert that
was entirely too hot to play in the summer. So now not only is the World Cup in the winter, but the seasons in the regular conferences are all different because of that. So that's a very clear issue that a FIFA decision affected fans of Manchester United and Real Madrid and everyone else. But also FIFA is the organization that makes decisions that affect youth soccer and participation and rules and regulations and all sorts of things that will trickle down all the way to how kids learn the game and what the game looks like. So if the decision makers at FIFA are in fact making decisions for their own personal benefit and not with the best interests of the beautiful game of soccer in mind, then as a fan, as a player, as the parent of a player, it is important and it should be important that FIFA is cleaned up. So to me, it's the big ticket items like where is the World Cup actually being played and when, a question I never thought we'd have to be asking. And also the people that are making the decisions that govern the entirety of the sport, we want them to be doing it for the best interest of the sport.
David, I can't thank you enough. Really appreciate your time. Very much appreciative of your insight as well. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, David.
David Goldstein from Castlesbrock, our Sportsnet legal analyst, joining us down the Loop City Mobile One Sportsnet Hotline. Mobile One, the official motor oil of NASCAR and Loop City Express Oil Change.
Just coming off of what he said.
Please.
And what you were talking about.
Yeah.
The real battle here was going to be over extradition and getting them to the United States to answer charges.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a couple of high-profile cases. Besides Alan Eagleson, there was a guy named Garth Drabinski here in Canada,
yep,
who was a big entrepreneur.
Yep.
Extradition took forever, and they finally negotiated something. That will be where the big fight is. And the reason you don't want to get there is because the U.S. federal at the U.S. justice level and the federal level, they have such a high success rate at the moment. I think they have something like, it's ridiculous, like 95% success rate in prosecuting those people that they finally charge at the U.S., the federal level.
Right.
And the reason they do that is because they can come at you and say, right, we're going to throw 40 charges at you, but if you only accept one of them, you can get off for 2 years. And so these guys are going to want to make sure they never have to get into the United States where they can throw the entire mm-hmm. book at them. And his point about that there's no real downside to whacking soccer in America is a very good one, too. There's no political, there's nobody going to stand up in Congress and get all huffy about soccer getting whacked. Whereas if you do that about the NCAA or the NFL, a senator or a congressman is going to get up and say, wait a minute, we can't do this.
Take a break. When we come back, I want to continue down this path because, as I said before, I really, truly believe that this might be something that is huge, really, really big, and going well beyond just soccer. We'll get into that. Bruce Dobing and sitting in with us later on as well. The East-West Hot Stove coming up at 4:45. Elmore Ganty and Eric DeHatchuk here on your home of the Calgary Flames, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Don't miss the Motorcycle Ride for Dad, Saturday, June 20th. Celebrating 15 years of revving their engines for the fight against prostate cancer and generating more than $15 million for prostate cancer research and awareness. Saddle up. Join Sportsnet 960 The Fan for a fun-filled day of riding with lunch, poker run, prizes, and much more, all while helping to raise money to fight prostate cancer for our local community. The Calgary Motorcycle Ride for Dad, June 20th, starts at Deerfoot Mall. Visit rideforDad/Calgary for more info and register today. Proudly sponsored by Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Everybody loves that new car smell and the luxury of driving a new Lexus. Hi, Todd Richardson from Lexus of Royal Oak, and we want to make sure you get that experience more often. That's why we're introducing our exclusive Drive New After 2 lease program. Drive a new Lexus IS250 all-wheel drive every 2 years for as little as $235 semi-monthly with only $5,000 down or trade equivalent. So whether you're currently driving a Lexus or you'd like to upgrade, there's never been a better time. Visit us today for more information or go to LexusOfRoyalOak.com.
Introducing the Scotiabank Momentum Savings Account, the high-interest savings account that rewards you for saving by paying you twice. First, with regular interest, then with extra interest when you keep your money saved for 90 days. Open an account by June 15th and get up to 2% interest. With up to 2% interest, you'll save like never before.
Ask us about our Momentum Savings Account. Visit a branch or scotiabank.com to learn more. You're richer than you think. Scotiabank.
Promotional rate applies to balances of $5,000 or more until July 31st. First.
It's the roofing season, and right now at the Home Depot, get 10% off a pallet of top quality Timberline HD in-stock roofing shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. With superior protection and strength and a lifetime limited warranty, GAF delivers quality you can trust. 10% off GAF Timberline HD in-stock shingles, only at the Home Depot. Visit the Pro Desk in-store or homedepot.ca for details.
Horse racing is back in Calgary. At Century Downs Racetrack and Casino, watch live horse racing Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays. On non-live race days, visit the off-track betting room for even more horse race action with 550 exciting slot machines and electronic table games, including roulette, baccarat, blackjack, and more. Century Downs Racetrack and Casino is your entertainment destination just east of Cross Iron Mills.
It's the Race to Save sale at Honda, where everybody wins. For 5 days only, get a $1,250 bonus when you lease any 2015 Honda Civic. And if you're already a Honda owner, we'll cut your interest rate by 1%. Or if you decide to buy a new Civic, you'll get $2,500 in cash purchase savings. That's three great ways to save on Canada's number one selling car. But it only lasts 5 days, so hurry in. The Race to Save sale ends June 1st. Visit your local Honda dealer for details.
It's warm and dry in Alberta. A fire ban is now in place for Alberta's forests as set by the Forest Protection Area Regulation. Please check albertafirebans.ca for locations. All open fires are banned, including campfires in campgrounds or backcountry and random camping areas. This includes charcoal briquettes. Portable propane fire pits and gas or propane stoves and barbecues designed for cooking or heating are permitted. All fire permits are suspended or canceled, and no new fire permits will be issued. A
message from the government of Alberta.
The Big Show, brought to you by Comedy Cave. If it's comedy you crave, come to the Cave. Tickets are always $10. Comedy's so good you'll whip out your funny bone. Go to comedycave.com.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan and Marlin Travel have something coming up that is really, really big. Boomer and Rhett Warner will be off to Mexico this fall to broadcast live from the beach.
The boys want you to come along.
November 20th to 27th at the Royal Decameron Complex. Five pools, eight restaurants, eight bars, and a fitness center. Can you guess which one Boomer and Rhett won't go to? Call Marlin Travel right now and tell them you are in. The beach in Mexico. Flames hockey on the big screen. Boomer and Warner as your hosts. Marlin Travel is on the corner of 5th and 5th downtown, beyond destinations. Check them out on the web at marlintravel.ca/1479. Boomer and Warner, hockey in Mexico with Marlin Travel and Sportsnet 960. The Fan. You're listening to CFAC 960 AM, Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Owned and operated by Rogers Media. Also streaming at sportsnet.ca/960.